Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
A lot of people have knowledge, but very few people have wisdom. Knowledge is much more practiced. Knowledge is a much more practical thing. Wisdom comes by communion with God, the deep things of God, and the knowledge which is in daily life and can put that wisdom into practice. So literally what we're saying here is wisdom is knowledge put into practice. And then all of this came from God. These gifts did not come through life experiences or education or books, but by divine supernatural power of God. Now, listen very closely. We must ask for wisdom. James chapter number 1, verse number 5. If any man lack wisdom, what are we to do? Ask of God. Back then, you didn't have to ask for wisdom. See the difference? God just supernaturally, as he willed, gave that individual wisdom. He didn't ask for it. I've been reading a little bit about Solomon. Matter of fact, I'm back in the book of Ecclesiastes. Remember, God asked Solomon, ask for anything. Ask for anything, and I'll give it to you. What does Solomon ask for? Wisdom. Solomon said, I don't have it, but if you give me wisdom, God, I sure would appreciate it. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what happened. Same thing happens today. We don't have the wisdom of God on our own. But if any man lack this wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth and upbraideth not, and giveth it liberally, freely. But there's a big difference of today than it was 2,000 years ago when these supernatural gifts. You see the difference? We have to ask. Then they didn't ask. God just supernaturally endowed them with the gift of wisdom. And then the same thing of knowledge. Today, we just, let me put it this way. Let me put it simple. 2 Timothy 2:15. We're told to study to show thyself approved unto God. How do we get knowledge? We have to study. We have to read. It just doesn't come supernaturally from God where God would open. Wouldn't that be cool if that God would do that? Just open our brain, just pour knowledge in there, but it don't work that way anymore. We have to learn. We have to read. We have to study to gain knowledge. When the supernatural gifts were given, they didn't have to ask for wisdom. And these guys would get up and wouldn't that be something? Just stand in the congregation and just speak not only the words of God, speak knowledge. They didn't go to school. They didn't go to Bible school. God just gave them the words to speak. So much I could add, but I need to move on from that. But I think you get the picture. Verse number 9. This is an interesting one. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Okay. The faith here that Paul is speaking about is not the faith that we are constantly exercising today. In other words, we live by faith. Romans 1:17, we live by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith. It's something we do daily in our lives. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. So obviously, that kind of faith that they had supernaturally was different than the kind of faith that we have today. Are you following? Some of y'all are looking at me awful strange. Okay. We live by faith. We walk by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We are saved by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. There's a lot of controversy, and I'm going to hit this and go on. We are saved by the grace of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Again, there's people here to believe different than I am. It's okay. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I believe that gift is not talking about the faith. It's talking about salvation. Salvation is a gift of God. It's eternal life. Because it goes on to say, not of works. What's not of works? Salvation. Lest any man should boast, hey, I'm saved because of works. No, you're saved because of the grace of God. Now, faith, I understand. We have to be very careful. When you get into that corner where God gives you the faith to believe, you're walking in that side of Calvinism. What if God doesn't give you the faith to believe? I'm guessing I get saved. But the Bible says, if I have faith of a grain of a mustard, how much faith does it take to get saved? Thank you, Ronnie. Just simply believe. Some of y'all, are y'all mad at me? Just be careful. I know what people say. What they mean, I know exactly what they mean. Okay? But be careful, because when you say, well, faith was a gift from God. You're getting very close to Calvinism. You're not there, but man, one step more and you're there. That's a whole other thing about Calvinism. Because in that those two verses, it's not talking about faith. I'm not a Greek scholar. Are you, Danny? You're not a Greek scholar, are you? Temple ain't here. He's just the president of Mace Baptist College. But anyway, he's good in other things. If Doug and Temple were here, they would tell you in the Greek language, the emphasis is on that salvation, not on faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. In other words, that. This is salvation. Not, are you following? I'm not a Greek scholar, that's what I learned, but just contextually speaking, it's speaking about that salvation. I shouldn't have said that, but anyway, only to let that kind of faith that is talking about here in 1 Corinthians 12, that supernatural faith was a special gift which produces results in the working of miracles, a special bestowment of faith that is manifested in the deeds of the individual. As a matter of fact, I have a note here in chapter 13, verse number 2. Turn me the next chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, 2. Again, Paul is speaking about the supernatural gifts of faith. And though I had the gift of prophecies and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, this is that supernatural faith, that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. Jesus talked about this kind of faith too. And remember his ministry, though you have a faith to, hey, just remove it and go over here. Paul said, if I had that kind of faith, I could remove mountains, but I have not love, I'm nothing. Now, let me just emphasize here. Paul did not say he had that kind of faith, because look at the next verse. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. He uses that word, though. Even if I did give my body to be burned. In other words, we know Paul didn't give his body to be burned. But if he did do that, and if he didn't have love, it wouldn't profit him anything. He just listed these spiritual gifts in chapter number 13. If I spoke with the tongues of men and angels, if I did that, if I have not charity, I'm just a blowhard. If I did have the gift of prophecies, if I did have the gift that I could understand all mysteries, if I could understand all knowledge, if I could do all these things, if I could remove mountains and have not charity, if I give my body to be burned and have not love, I'm nothing. So we see back here in chapter number 12 that this to another faith is given by the same Spirit. That's that supernatural gift of faith that God would endow that individual to do amazing things. Do people do amazing things today? Absolutely. Does God give them the ability to do amazing things? Absolutely. But we're talking about a different level here. Again, some of y'all are looking at me awful strange.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.